My name is Charles Carden. I'm from Texas A&M University, and I'd like to talk to you about the cotton response to 1-methylcyclopropane, also known as Invenza, under different light regimes and growth stages. A little background on light regimes. Light has been shown to be the major limiting factor in cotton yield, and that's usually represented by cloudy, overcast, and excessive vegetative growth, which has been shown to have variable effects on cotton. Previous studies have actually shown that applying 8 days of shade have actually had variable effects, such as increased fruit abscission and decreased specific leaf weight, dry matter accumulation, and even decreased lint yield. And that all seemed to happen at that 63% of light production or reduction in the latter growth stages. It's also been shown that lower light intensities has an effect on increased ethylene synthesis. And why that is bad is because ethylene has been shown to be the gaseous plant hormone that causes or promotes abscission in cotton fruits. Now, on another note, 1-MCP has been proven to be an effective ethylene inhibitor and has actually showed positive results when applied prior to or during the stress or the imposed stress. And they've actually had increased leaf size and greenness of the cotton plants, as well as increased photosynthetic efficiency and retention of cotton flower and fruit number. Now, how 1-MCP works is actually it competes with ethylene for the receptor binding sites, and it's thought that it may stabilize the active signaling form of the receptors, which in turn would prevent the plant cells from expressing genes associated with that type of stress. So here we're suggesting that 1-MCP has the potential to counter the effects of increased ethylene, in this case shade stress. So the objectives of the study were to evaluate the impact of shade when applied to cotton yield and the yield parameters during 4 developmental growth stages: pinhead square, first flower, peak flower, and bowl development, and also to examine the effects of the chemical 1-MCP when applied as a foliar spray, in this case, to cotton under shaded and non-shaded conditions in those 4 stages of growth. The experiment was designed as a randomized complete block with 4 replications. We used the Stoneville 4554 Bolgar 2 Ready Flex variety for the area, and the 13 treatments consisted of those 4 stages of development, which pinhead square and first flower were established when 60% of the plant population were in those stages, and peak flower and bowl development were 12 and 24 days respectively after the first flower was established. 1-MCP was applied at the 10.12 gram rate per acre at those 4 developmental stages and in shade and non-shaded conditions. And shade was imposed with a synthetic shade cloth for a period of 8 days, starting at 1 day after the application of 1-MCP, and the synthetic shade cloth reduced light intensity by 63%. And a photometer, of course, was used to confirm that it was maintained at the 63% reduction in light for that period. And here we have shade, 16.5 square feet shade cloth imposed at pinhead square. Also, data collection consisted of heights and nodes, stomatal resistance, electrolyte leakage, HVI, box mapping. But to make a long story short, we're only going to talk about ethylene levels and yield. Prior to harvest, the plots were trimmed to the area that was shaded by the synthetic cloth, and the two middle rows were harvested mechanically with a John Deere two-row plot picker, and SAS 9.2 was used to analyze statistical differences. So I'd like you to consider three questions when going through this experiment. One, does shade have an effect on cotton yield? And what stages of development is there a greater impact? And two, does 1 MCP alone impact yield? And which one of those four stages of development is there a greater impact? And three, does 1 MCP impact yield when we have that 63% reduction of light associated with it? So the results to answer on question number one, does shade imposed at specific growth stages have an impact on yield? What we found was when looking at comparing the untreated control, which was non-shaded, compared to the four developmental stages, which were shaded, we found a 31% reduction in yield in the peak flower stage, which resulted in a 257-pound difference per acre when compared to the untreated, non-shaded control. The bowl development stage, not as high as the peak flower, but still it resulted in a 207-pound difference per acre when compared to the untreated control. So still these two significantly different than the untreated control, non-shaded. As I said before, we looked at ethylene levels. This was taken during the bowl development stage, and it was taken at 3 days in the morning, 3 days in the afternoon, 5 days in the morning and the afternoon as well after applying shade. So here we have the S representing shaded plots and the U representing the untreated control, non-shaded. At 5 days in the morning, we see an increase in ethylene for the shaded plots that's significantly different than the unshaded plots for these two, 5 days in the morning, 5 days in the afternoon. And we also see a difference here numerically, but not significantly, starting even at the 3 days in the morning. The second question, does 1 MCP alone have an effect on cotton yield? And which stage of development is there an impact? Unfortunately, we were unable to show any differences with 1 MCP alone when applied to cotton. However, when looking at the ethylene levels taken at the bowl development stage, 5 days in the afternoon after the application of 1 MCP, there were significantly lower ethylene levels for the 1 MCP represented by the M compared to the no chemical. To answer the third question, dealing with 1 MCP and associated with light stress, so here we have cotton yield all shaded. So here we have 1 MCP in the darker colors and no chemical in the lighter colors. In the bowl development stage, we actually found a 16% increase in yield for the 1 MCP treated under the shade compared to the shade no chemical. However, when looking at the ethylene levels for that during the bowl development stage, we were unable to show any significant results. However, there were numerical differences for the 1 MCP at 5 days, 5 days in the morning. Now, to answer the question, why were there yield differences? There can only be a few things, differences in bowl weights, bowl numbers, the amount of seeds, or the amount of fibers per seed. And so the unique thing about box mapping is it allows you to collect all of this data and separate it and go back and look at the particular parts of the plant. when analyzing the bowl weights and the bowl number, we were actually unable to determine any statistical differences to explain yield differences. In summation, so we looked at shade and we showed that there was a significant difference, that 257 pound difference in the peak flower and the bowl development, the 207 pounds per acre difference when compared to the non-shaded control. And we found that ethylene levels were significantly higher during the bowl development stage at that 5 days after the application of shade. Then we looked at 1-MCP alone, the no significant differences as far as lint yield, but we did find that they were significantly lower after that 5 days in the afternoon for the 1-MCP, and suggesting that it was inhibiting ethylene. For the 1-MCP under shade stress, saw that 16% increase for the 1-MCP treated cotton. However, we didn't find any the statistical differences in the bowl development stage, but there were numerical differences. So the data suggesting that shade is one of the limiting factors in cotton yield, and that it does, when applying shade stress, it does increase ethylene production in the plant, causing fruit abscission, and also suggesting that 1-MCP can have a great impact on lint dynamics under certain periods of shading. Hopefully, further investigation to explain physiological differences, looking through electrolyte leakage, stomatal resistance, height nodes, will answer questions asked. The as I said before, when explaining differences in yield, there could only be a few things, and hopefully the further investigation from the box mapping data, actually calculating the number of fibers per seed on the plant, will explain those yield differences. Any questions?
Any questions for Charles?
Charles, you said you box mapped everything?
Yes.
Okay. Then can you explain or what yield factor contributed to the yield difference in the shaded cloth late season or the shaded treatments late season? Was it fewer bowls? Was it?
Well, I don't know. I think he's asking what the differences between the box mapping bowls were,
yeah,
in the later stages
of, yes.
Okay. I'm not sure numerically what if there were differences, but as far as statistical, there weren't any. Is that?
But on the yield, you showed a significant difference from the late shading treatments.
Yes.
So what yield? What factor was contributing to that decrease in yield? Was it fewer bowls, or was it?
Well, that's why I'm hopefully when we look at the amount of fibers through Wendsetel and AFIS, that'll explain, but as far as the number of bowls and the weight, that didn't contribute statistically. So, right.
Okay.
Yes. Correct.
Is there any chance that the plant mapping is not providing you with the correct information because of the number of plants mapped or something like that?
That's always a possibility, but when doing the box mapping, we used 10 plants per plot, and so when looking at the data, there's several ways you can run the data, and so you can run the total amount of weights between those plots of the 10 plants, or you can break it down, divide by 10 for each plant per plot. So that was looked at several different ways, still yielded no results. Did that answer your question? Okay.
I have one more question.
Yes.
How do you define lint dynamics?
Lint dynamics, I would be considering Micronair when we looked at HVI. That would be everything involved, every parameter of lint, strength, Micronair, elongation, all those parameters. So,
mm-hmm. Any other questions? Not, we need to move along. Let's give him a round of applause.
Just real quick, I'd like to thank AgriFresh for monetary support and also the Texas A&M Work Group for their aid in the study.